Good evening and welcome to the Forum. Tonight we bring you a special presentation recorded on Memorial Day at the gates of the Kansas City Weapons Plant. That's the new Kansas City Weapons Plant at 150 Highway and Botts Road, about 8 miles south of the old weapons plant on Bannister Road. This event was sponsored by Peaceworks and culminated in a die-in with several people being arrested for their acts of civil disobedience and trespassing onto the grounds of the Kansas City Weapons Plant. The first voice we will hear is that of Henry Stover, who's the chair of Peaceworks and one of the people who would later be arrested.
Okay, thank you everyone for being here on this extremely hot day. It was maybe 7 years ago that we started this long walk because I think it focused us, it brought us to mind what we are dealing with. And so three, 4 weeks ago, I wrote out a 2-page statement. I sent it out to some persons. And then I was so inspired on May the 19th when we had Bishop Michael Curry at the royal wedding of Meghan and Harry. And so I felt compelled to add some words because we come in love. Not a self-centered love, but a universal message of love. And Bishop Curry quoted Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., "We must discover the power of love, the redemptive power of love. And when we do that, we will make of this old world a new world. For love is the only way." And often, too many words, too many actions, don't get it. But this redemptive suffering, this willingness to go out and risk your life. And so I view my actions as moral and right and legal, for these weapons can and will destroy all that the U.S. Constitution was intended to protect. We the people never agreed to global suicide or the indiscriminate loss of life on a mass scale hard to imagine. We are courageous enough to look at the consequences of the weapons of mass destruction, the MWDs, and say, "Not in my name, never again." So 3-4 weeks ago, I wrote part of this. I had tried many other tactics of listing the Declaration of Human Rights and our U.S. Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and so forth. But I have stated, why is this action different than the others? Because I've been arrested several times before, as well as have other persons here. The world is in ever greater peril of a nuclear exchange or the use of one or more nuclear weapons in the past. And we heard President Trump last year use the words about fire and fury as a world has never seen. And my God, there should be an uproar when those words were spoken because they are the unthinkable. They are words of, you know, oblivion of this planet. And so this kind of, you know, threats, and we threatened to withdraw the United States from the binding Iranian agreement. It was fairly negotiated. It was agreed to. And yet to just unilaterally, by him alone, pass this to, you know, pull us out. Then this international campaign for the abolition of nuclear weapons, I Can. Yes, 122 nations said abolition. Well, the United States is not going to agree to it. Some of the other superpowers are not going to agree to it. But this agreement is making its way around the world, country by country. And when we have 50 countries that have signed on, that they agree, then it will become international law. And it will be another mechanism that we can use to say that, you know, we are lawbreakers because, you know, we threatened. I mean, I don't see us any different than a terrorist when we say, well, we could, we will use these weapons, that they are on alert status at all times. That is nothing but terrorism. And I believe, number three, that these weapons are presently being violated. These weapons, some say, well, we're replacing the parts, but it isn't simply replacing the parts. We are improving the parts to make them even more dangerous, to go off at various depth charges in the atmosphere. We are improving these weapons. So it is not simply that we are going ahead, you know, and simply replacing parts more deadly. And of course, several administrations now have agreed to $1 trillion over 30 years to improve these weapons. And what could we do with $1 trillion?
Feed the world.
Yes, feed the world.
Yes.
More schools.
Yes.
Fix our streets,
yes,
our bridges.
Yes.
Better mental health all the way around.
Yes.
And number four, these nuclear weapons violate the core beliefs of all of the great religions,
yes,
and all of the moral leaders of the world.
Yes.
And no one should be a victim nor an executioner,
yes,
of nuclear weapons. And so by our standing here, by some crossing the line, we say, never again, not in my name, I am not complicit. We have to do this for the survival of the planet, for the love of our neighbor, the love of our children, our grandchildren, for the love of all the officers and the security guards here. We must do this. Yes, for love, not hate. So thank you, everyone. Who's next? No, Lou is going to go last, isn't she? Oh. Oh, yes, yes, yes. What do you have for us, Lou?
Okay, you've seen this before. This is a list of the toxins from the old plant, and this was put out by the Department of Labor. It's not just something we made up.
Or Department of Energy?
Labor.
Labor.
Department of Labor. Not, this is off the internet. And there's over 2,500 now, I believe it is.
Oh, no.
And this is the list. And if someone would like to grab the end of this and pull it out. Thank you, Daniel.
These are chemicals that was on the government's list. Toxic chemicals at the old plant.
And that's just 12 font. Okay, some nuclear energy and weapons defenders say God created and put on Earth these elements, uranium and plutonium and the 2,500 more, for us to use or have dominion over. I feel we have perverted our stewardship of these elements by combining what is not meant to be combined.
Yes.
We have processed and manipulated and applied triggers to and detonated elements without thinking through the consequences or having a cleanup plan in place.
Right.
Sometimes what humans have joined together, no one can put asunder. No one, but many can take a stand, like us here today. Many can join as a peaceful community to stop the proliferation of nuclear weapons and waste before it's too late. This list is too bigly.
Thank you so much, Lou.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you, Lou. could we have Debbie Penniston come forward?
Yes, thank you.
Bob Penniston died from the old plant. Okay, I met some of you last year, and I shared how the Honeywell plant located on 95th and Bannister played a major part in destroying my family. My husband was an engineer at Honeywell for 28 years, and at age 49, he was diagnosed with glioblastoma, an inoperable brain cancer. Our son was 16 when he died. Over the last 9.5 years since his death, many holidays, birthdays, and graduations have come and gone. I find myself growing angrier with the government because they did not take responsibility for the unsafe environment they subjected my husband and many other employees to. I am angry because many people who played a part in this criminal cover-up are still alive and celebrating special holidays, birthdays, and graduations with their families. Bob was cheated from life, and Bob, Robert, and I were cheated from celebrating the last 9.5 years of memories. This isn't right. How many years will it take to contaminate this new site? And yes, we will keep reliving stories like mine and many of yours if we don't put an end to nuclear weapons and the abuses to our precious land and lives these companies and government are responsible for. We won't have to worry about other countries destroying us because we will have done it to ourselves.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie. Now we call on Ron Faust. Where's our friend Ron? Our poet laureate, man.
Woo!
Come on in the middle, man. Stand in the middle, speak into the mic.
Okay. Well, just to underscore what we're up against, when you see a graph like this that spells out in red the military spending that goes on and all the discretionary funding to all the departments, they're 1% or at most 10%. And 60%, you know, to the military. And it's even worse. This is an older graphic, but I just want to show the contrast there. As I read this poem called Die-In, which is expresses what we're up to here. The list of workers is long. Lives are cut short. Workers contact cancer. People need a well-paying job, but nobody told them, uninformed in the dark, still exposed to radioactivity, because that's the risk of living in a nuclear world. Which side of the line will you stand? With the promoters and protectors of the status quo? Or which side will you fall? Those who mourn the loss of the dead with those, or those who promote unnecessary deadly weapons? You're here to demonstrate.
Thank you, Ron.
And Ann Sullentrop, who went with Vanette.
Ann Sullentrop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Earth cries out against nuclear weapons. We want to live. The people cry out against nuclear weapons. We want to live.
We want to live.
The plants and animals cry out against nuclear weapons. We want to live.
We want to live.
I just passed out to you all pamphlets about the Alliance for Nuclear Accountability. And it is an organization, a network of 30 organizations throughout the U.S. that live in the shadow of nuclear weapons production and waste. And we gather together to go to Washington, D.C., as we do every spring, to lobby against nuclear weapons, to tell them, let's pull back from the brink. And this week, Binette Dibben went with me. She's right there. First time. Yay, Binette! And she told Senator Blunt to his face, this is a pro-life issue. Yeah. We want to live. Yes. Queremos vivir en español. And we have nothing to be afraid of in speaking out, and the world is waking up and gathering together. 122 nations got together at the UN last year and said, this plant is illegal. It is unlawful. It is against the law of love. It is against the law of life. And so when we went to Washington, D.C., we met with Senator Blunt and Senator McCaskill's aide. And I have to speak out for our brothers and sisters in St. Louis. They are facing nuclear energy waste that is killing them, is causing cancer. It was illegally dumped at the Westlake landfill. There is an underground fire approaching, and they don't know if what's going to happen, if it's going to explode or what. So the EPA has finally said that they're going to remove as much of it as they possibly can, cap the rest, but they're still not going to buy the people out that live around there. It's not right. This is what DOE does, Department of Energy, that makes these bombs. They are irresponsible. They spend trillions of dollars on these weapons and next to nothing to clean it up or contain it. You can't really clean it up. But we did hear a rousing speech from Senator, forgot his name now. Markey, yes, Markey. And he said that because our leader in chief pulled out of the Iran deal, that now Saudi Arabia may want to make nuclear weapons to protect themselves against Iran. Think about that. And we have champions also in Barbara Lee. She was given an award, as well as Senator Markey. She has been on the front lines against nuclear weapons since the Freeze Movement. Yes! And so we go every year. If you want any information on how to go next year, just come. And if you want any more of these flyers, please see me. And one other thing that we just found out is that Deutsche Bank, which is a German bank, it's the 11th largest bank in the world, is pulling its support away from weapons of mass destruction. Yay! Thank you, ICANN Germany!
Since I didn't bring Tommy Goddard, who is a person that worked at Honeywell, that's dealing with all types of problems, thyroid conditions and all that. I want you to, this is going to be very short. Mm-hmm. EEOICPA, Energy Employees Occupational Illness Compensation Act. Look it up, and you will see one of your presidents say, we expose these people that work at these plants, unknown to them, with exposures that they had nothing. They knew nothing about it. Yeah. We exposed them. In 2000, he admitted that. We had worked 50 years in that environment. The people that were dying all along, mm-hmm. They're dead, they're gone. Done in secrecy.
Yes.
Done in secrecy. If your government admits that it exposed you, unknown to you, justice needs to be had.
That's right.
Yes.
Justice needs to be had. Korea is backing out of their nuclear weapons production. Did you know that?
Yes.
Why? Why? They found out, which they knew that they were contaminating their people. They knew that they were coming up with all types of radiation illnesses in the area. They knew that. They found out very quickly. We have been producing this stuff for what? 70 years. The most sophisticated, the most powerful nation on the face of the planet. You mean to tell me that we didn't know what we were doing? We don't know what we're doing. Go out there, drive by that plant right now, right today, triple time, and you will see them cleaning up that plant. You didn't go around past the wall. You will see them. They have no respiratory protection. They're driving those vehicles, those dump trucks, out on your street through Kansas City. Dust flying all over the place. I really wish I could talk to y'all.
Thank you, Maurice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Miles.
Very quickly, because we've got our Diane.
I come in peace. I'm a veteran for peace. My hat is not just something I wear. I was in the Marine Corps from 1992 to 1996. I served in Guantanamo Bay for 1 year. I was not a combat veteran. I served in Guantanamo Bay for 1 year. I served in Okinawa for 1 year. And I was a Marine for 3 years, 8 months, 6 days, and 10 hours. I served honorably, and I got kicked out for smoking pot. And everything that I had done prior was erased. I didn't get a GI Bill. I didn't get a VA home loan. I don't have a VA card. I don't go to the VA. I have an other than honorable discharge, which is kind of in limbo. And for the first few years that I got out, it made me really bitter. And for quite some years. And I've since found peace. And I've written an album called Civil I Am about my time in the Marine Corps. And it's about demilitarization. It's a peace album. And I want to share with you a song called Promise. I'm performing this tomorrow on the steps of Topeka. I'm the MC for the Poor People's Campaign tomorrow on our themed week of demilitarization. And so I'll be sharing this piece with you. It's only 3 minutes and 57 seconds. It was written to my mother, with my mother in mind, and with all mothers on the planet. And I invoke the spirit of Frederick Douglass with my hairstyle today as I free our people, as I free our indigenous people, our black brothers and sisters, and our white brothers and sisters from this military-industrial complex. I know it broke your heart when I signed up for the service. Your baby chose to leave as if all you did was worthless. 17 years working 2 jobs to support us. For all of your guidance, I still saw a higher purpose. Or so I thought, and I walked. I had to be a man, stand on my own, learn to fight, kill and withstand and withstand. A friend I still have to this day. Packed my bags, boarded that bus and went away. And oh, the games they play on your mind. They sent me first and left my man behind. Told us it would be fine. We'd be in the same platoon. All right, brother, I love you when I see you soon. The next 3 months was just punishment and torture. DIs pushed to your hardest and kill anything softer. We started with 75 and graduated 30. Damn, they really made a brother feel worthy. Forever promise to the few and the proud. So much potential I could hold the clouds. So much promise. Promise to say it loud. I promise to spit fire only to control the crowd. I've been lucky. Never had to kill a man. But if I had to, yeah, I could just kill a man, woman or child. Is that my fam? The shame of it all, like why they're hooded in the Klan. Boots on foreign land. Protect America from what? This threat is hilarious. ISIS? That was created by us. By us, I mean our leaders with their sick bloodlust. And I should trust? Obey blindly? Orders from the top, given kindly? And who am I? Never mind me, I'm just the overlooked voice of the poor majority. Trusting in this country to keep its first promise, protect the voice of the people and always remain honest. This dishonest land of the money tree and slave to the almighty ungodly dollar and getting paid. How many boys sign up to serve their country in war? How many parents never want to get that knock on the door? How many friends saw their friends shot blank, brains on the floor, coming home post-traumatic, and now how many more? If I could make one promise, it would be to end it all. No more slaughters at the school or at the local mall. This can't go local, y'all. Let's get national calls. Take it international, make it fashionable. Bounce it off the words at the bottom of the screen. Because the amount of observed problems make me want to scream. I count on being heard because I have a dream. Make some noise when you hear this if you know what I mean. It's time to scream, y'all. It's time to yell. The time for dreams is passion, now living in hell. Just look to the past for what the future will tell. We either change the present or, oh well, forever promised to the few and the proud. So much potential I could hold the clouds. So much promise. Promise to say it loud. A promise to spit fire only to control the crowd. In the years since I've been out, I've done a world of things, made a world of difference to some future kings and queens. Impressed a ton of people, but still seeking it myself after their family crossed the minefield. There's all or nothing else. That night, my soul went to hell and back. When babies hanging barbed wire, you're ordered to hold back. What holds us back from breaking orders? What keeps us from breaking rank to hold obscure borders? These are broad questions with pinpoint answers. Why are people persecuted for smoking the cure for cancer? Why are global greenhouse emissions still not addressed? Why incarcerate instead of educate? I'm not impressed. We're oppressed with fear, scared of change or the other. Allowed our government to become big brother. Was it a big change or a big blunder? Either way, though I have walked through the valley of death, I am awake, forever promised to the few and the proud. So much potential I could hold the clouds. So much promise, promise to say it loud. I promise to spit fire only to control the crowd. The name is Mega Sife, M-E-G-A-C-I-P-H. Mental energies gather and circulate in positive harmony. This is a peace movement. If you love peace, make some noise. Yeah. If you want peace, make some noise. Yeah. If you want to end these nuclear toys, make some noise. Yeah. If you want to shut down these big old plants, make some noise. Yeah. We're going to support these brothers and sisters who are ready to die in today, who are subjecting themselves to the possibility of arrest. We shall see, right? How this government goes, military-industrial complex on the flows. Peace, thank you for the time.
Thank you, Miles. You've taken us far. My name, Worth the Wild Words.
We're going to take a break for some messages, and we'll be back. Again, you're listening to an event organized by Peaceworks on Memorial Day 2018 at the gates of the new Kansas City weapons plant at 150 Highway and Botts Road. When we come back, we'll hear from some of the people who are about to risk arrest.
Well, I'm Brian Terrell. I live on a Catholic worker farm in Iowa, just over the border, about 120 miles from here. Henry told us about the $1 trillion over 30 years being spent here and in other places like it around the country for renewing our nuclear weapons, but the name that the government gives this program is the Life Extension Program of Nuclear Weapons.
Of death.
Life Extension of Nuclear Weapons, $1 trillion on for the life extension of what threatens the life, the quality of life, and the lifespan of all living things on this planet. We've heard several people talk about the illegality of nuclear weapons. I'm here thinking about seven friends who were indicted on 5 felony charges each for a protest at Kings Bay, Georgia, a Trident submarine base. And what they did there was not illegal, and what we're doing here is not. Sonny's invitation to the local and federal police here was, tongue-in-cheek, but sincere as well. We're not asking you not to be law enforcement officers. We're asking you to enforce the law. Yeah. True law enforcement that's serving and protecting, that's responsive to the law and to the people, would not be out here guarding the base from us. They would be joining us. They would be going into that place. Yeah. And they would be closing it down. So once again, the tragic situation where law enforcement will be arresting the wrong people.
That's right.
I've had the opportunity in the last few years to visit Afghanistan 7 times since 2010. And I see, love the spirit of my friends there, but I see a situation that was intolerable just only getting worse. And I read articles, a government study from the Special Inspector General for the Reconstruction of Afghanistan, saying that although more money was spent in Afghanistan than in the entire Marshall Plan that rebuilt Western Europe, that it's failed. There are not schools, there are not hospitals, the streets are not safe, the city's not safe, the countryside is not safe. But I don't think it's a failure. I think it's a very successful program at destroying a society, because as much as we fear war, as much as we fear a nuclear catastrophe, there are people who are invested in this, right, who fear peace breaking out just as much as we do.
Yes. That's right. Yes.
But ironically, it's what gives us hope. Seeing what's arrayed against us, and this is only a small part of it, as I go around the country and around the world and to see the responses to peaceful people in the streets speaking out, is as much as we doubt ourselves, as much as we think that what we're doing is worthless and that we could never succeed against all of this, is the powers that be know that we can win.
That's right.
And they're expending great energy to keep us from it. So we have more power than we know. And we have an obligation to use that. So thank you. I'm very happy to be here with y'all.
Thank you, Brian. Now here's Tom Fox.
So in the support of life, I'm going to spare you my speech, but I'm going to read two paragraphs. 36 years ago, a peacemaker, Seattle Archbishop Raymond Hunthausen, also looked at evil in his Seattle Archdiocese. He called it out, terming the nuclear weapons carrying Trident submarines there that he saw before him the Auschwitz of Puget Sound. Is it then any less true today, these decades later, that this nuclear weapons plant, this monstrosity of misguided human purpose, is in fact the Auschwitz of Kansas City, Missouri?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Just last November, Pope Francis, the Vicar of Christ on Earth, lamented that nuclear weapons terrorize the planet. He said the very possession of these weapons is immoral, against the will of God. It stands then as clear as a thunderclap on an open plain in Kansas that the buildings that are making these nuclear weapons are equally immoral. Do we have any choice but to speak out against these perilous weapons? I think not. I come here today with a very personal mission. I want to support the lives and well-being of my children and my grandchildren, and by extension, all the children and grandchildren of the planet. I cry out in protest on behalf of my children, Daniel, Christine, and Catherine. I cry out in protest on behalf of my grandchildren, Kai, Bodie, Nora, Tommy, Rose, Judah, and Asha. I choose today to break the law as a protest to our nation's nuclear weapons policies. It might seem an insignificant action to some. To me, it is a way to preserve a shadow of personal integrity. Whatever the consequence, I will sleep in peace tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tom. And this is Sunny, part of Jerusalem Farm Catholic Worker.
Thanks so much, Henry. I'm going to come over close to the signs, a little better staging. We got our signs out front superseding the large, wonderful, it says campus, but I'm not too sure what they teach here. I remember going to Father Calvino's court hearing for one of his actions out here, and he kept just asking the other side, so it says campus, is this some kind of school, or you guys learning something there? But my name is Sonny, and I live at Jerusalem Farm, and we every day are encountering people from different walks of life, people with roofs falling in on their heads, living in mold, living in hunger, living in hurt. And when I see that pain resonant in my own heart, and I see it even in the hearts of us in this circle here today. The USCCB, the United States Council of Catholic Bishops, in their definition of human dignity, says that you can judge an institution based on whether it threatens or enhances the life and dignity of human persons. You can judge an institution based on whether it threatens or enhances the life and dignity of human persons. And that's how I like to approach. Every time I'm spending a dollar, I try to look at the company or corporation I'm putting it towards, the local organization I'm putting it towards. Are they threatening or enhancing? And now, right here, I see some polarity. I see a huge threat here back behind us. But then in front of me, I see a great enhancement of human dignity. And that's what I want us to embrace. But not to forget that this sense of human dignity and great possibility of love resides within there as well. Behind us are human hearts. Behind us are human people. We have to be called on an individual level to take action of peace within our everyday steps. U.S. households flush twice as many chemicals down our drains through our houses than industrial agriculture does every year. A pathway to peace is every step of our lives. Today, me and four others are going to take a few steps towards peace in this direction. But as we all leave from here, I encourage you all to question, how can we enhance the life and dignity of others on our pathways of peace from here forward? I do not have children. I haven't been married yet, but my brother is married, and he's expecting a child. His name's Jackson, and he's coming this August. And I want Jackson to come into a world that knows how to love its enemies, how to embrace each other despite our differences. This is for Jackson. This is for you, and this is for them. And I want to turn this for a second to my brothers over here. I just want to say that all I have is so much love for you all. You can judge me as a dirty hippie with dreadlocks and everything, but I'll let you know, I live a life of service just as I know you have signed up to do the same, and I have high regards and respect for your commitment and your dedication. I have nothing but love, peace, and nonviolence coming to you, and in fact, I'm carrying a loaf of rye bread I'm going to offer to you. Growing in my backyard, I have rye right now. And someone planted those seeds, someone will harvest them, and someone will transform it. And I know together, we are not enemies. I know together, we are human beings, we have beating hearts, and we can come to love one another. So I'll see you on the other side, and I welcome you all to my house for some dinner. Thank you all so much for being here, and I look forward to walking the pathway of peace with you.
Hello, beautiful people. We are going to be having our die-in. I wish those who have the little slips of paper to come forward, and then please go onto the road, or if you need to take a sign and lie down sort of on the sign, feel free to do that.
Pardon
the signs are tough, they are durable, and they will welcome our little bodies on them. We ask you to say not everything that's on your little slip of paper, but to say the name of the person. We know they may have worked at the Kansas City plant where parts were made for nuclear weapons, or they may have worked elsewhere at Bannister Federal Complex because the whole place got contaminated. And these are people whose families say they died from the contaminants at Bannister Federal Complex. That's why we mourn for their families every Memorial Day. And so if you could come forward, say the name of the person and what they were diagnosed with and their age at diagnosis. And Mary Ladke, I'm wondering, Mary Ladke, would you like to come forward and hold the microphone during this part? Thank you.
The first person we're going to remember is Joe A. Duncan, who worked at the Kansas City plant for Bendix, was diagnosed with bladder and lip cancer at the age of 49. Presente.
Dion Wright was diagnosed with leukemia at age 44.
Presente. Still alive?
And, Linda Carroll and Shirley was diagnosed with skin cancer at the age of 56.
Presente.
Presente.
Alan Schloman, diagnosed with a brain tumor at the age of 49.
Harvard Yancey, diagnosed with emphysema, thyroid cancer, and a chronic cough at age 35.
Larry Grau, Department of Defense employee, diagnosed with a stroke, age 61.
Stephen Harvey, worked for Marine Corps Financing Center, diagnosed with cancer at age 41.
Timothy Collins worked at the Kansas City plant for Bendix, diagnosed with brain cancer and melanoma beginning at age 34.
Brenda Bennett, a worker at the Kansas City plant. She was diagnosed with colon cancer at the age of 43.
I would like for us to pray for these young men who, in the time that they spent out here, their families, and they will be affected by the contamination, and some of them will die, and some of their families. And my name is for Lenora Copeland, my wife, who died recently of bone cancer.
Janet Johnson, colon cancer at age 41.
Donald Blount, who worked for the General Services Administration, was diagnosed with a brain tumor at age 68.
Presented. Annette Orlando, who worked at the Bendix plant, was diagnosed with cancer at age 50.
Presented. My husband, Bob Peniston, diagnosed with glioblastoma at 49 and died at age 50.
Barbara McKay, who worked at the Kansas City plant for Allied Signal, Bendix, and Honeywell, died of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at age 54.
Jeanette Brown, Kansas City plant for Bendix, was diagnosed with a respiratory problem at age 51.
Dolores M. Riggs, who worked for the IRS, was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at age 41.
Why am I crossing? Do peace activists like myself bother the military-industrial complex in the least? I used to think not, but I'm beginning to change my mind. For the fourth time, I'm back.
Make them work.
Yeah, like Tom. My grandchildren understand why I go to jail. I do it for them. They get it, even though the military-industrial complex doesn't. Here I stand with four thorns in the side of militarism. I too am a bothersome weed on the property of death. Perhaps a dandelion. Hear me roar. No more nukes.
No more nukes! 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 No more nukes!
Officer
Wayne. No more nukes! No
I'm a representative of Honeywell, KCNSC Protective Force. You are trespassing, or you are about to trespass, on the United States Department of Energy property. You are not authorized to enter upon this property, and you are requested to leave immediately. If you do not leave, you will be arrested.
You understand?
We understand.
No more nukes!
No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes!
Leave immediately!
No more nukes!
If you leave, you will be arrested.
No more nukes!
You leave at this time?
No more nukes! No more nukes!
No more nukes!
No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes! No more nukes!
No more nukes!
I'm going to lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside.
I ain't gonna study war no more.
ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more.
Shake hands around the world. Let's shake hands with each other.
Shake hands around the world.
Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. We won't shake hands around the world. Down by the riverside. And we won't study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study.
You've been listening to a recording from Memorial Day at the entrance to the new Kansas City weapons plant at 150 Highway and Botts Road. Five people were arrested in acts of civil disobedience, charged with trespassing. They were all released immediately. They were Henry Stover, chair of Peace Works, Brian Terrell, Catholic worker from Iowa, Tom Fox with the National Catholic Reporter, Jordan Sonny Hamrick with Jerusalem Farm, and Lou Mountaineer with the Community of Christ. Again, this was recorded on Memorial Day this year. Stay tuned for some very special programming followed by American Roots.